lists for Santa, taking children to see Father Christmas, and all the excitement and present buying tends to be geared to children. Having an 11-year-old, I've had the privilege of enjoying her excitement over the last 11 years, as well as having fond memories from my own childhood. But I sometimes hear people saying, almost apologetically, that they've had a quiet Christmas, as though it's something that should be noisy, and by being quiet, it's not really right. Yet Christmas is about the Prince of Peace, and is for all people, not just noisy children. Listen to this poem by Ruth Burgess. Single people, divorced people, married people, God is at home in you. Children, parents, elders, God is at home in you. Widows, widowers, orphans, God is at home in you. Christmas is not just something for children. But I'd go further. I'd say that childhood is not just something for children. In Galatians, Paul tells us that because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. So we're adopted as a child of God, and we can now call in that intimate name, Abba Father. What is it, do you think, to be a child of God? I don't know if you managed to see any Christmas films over the last few weeks, but we managed to see two quite old ones, Polar Express and Miracle on 34th Street. And both films are written from a child's perspective. And they're about a child's journey from non-belief to belief, not in Jesus, but in Father Christmas. I had a feeling that the filmmakers thought belief in Christ might be a step too far. But they could cope with promoting a belief in Father Christmas. But Polar Express follows the journey of a group of children who all board a train and learn things on the journey. Some of them struggle with simply getting on the train. And faith is a bit like that, isn't it? Trusting enough to get on board and go on an unknown journey. That takes a lot of courage. And then they all learn different lessons. Lessons in humility, kindness and trust. And lessons in belief. In Miracle on 34th Street, a little girl is the daughter of a woman who runs Coles, a big department store which has its own Father Christmas. And the little girl had been told by her mom not to believe in Father Christmas so that she won't be hurt by disappointments in later life. But there's a really interesting line in the film. The line is, if we can't accept anything on faith, then we can only be dominated by doubt. So if we can't accept anything by faith, then we can only be dominated by doubt. And in the film, our attention is drawn to an American dollar note on which it says, In God we trust. Being a child of God is not in knowing everything. Part of humility is in not knowing everything. Because when you don't know, you have to trust. Trusting is scary, like getting on board a train with an unknown destination. But it's also strangely relaxing. Because if you can totally trust the train driver, you know that you'll be all right. You can totally trust God because he is totally trustable. It's just our doubt that gives us the anxiety. Being a child of God is not knowing, but trusting. Being a child of God is not being able to cope at times. The minute a child can cope on their own is the minute a child becomes an adult. But we're called to be children, and that involves dependence. And that's okay because God is our Father. He loves us. But if we didn't need him, we wouldn't have a relationship with him at all. I spend most of my time whizzing about from thing to thing, and I'm able to manage it all, thank you very much. Until illness or heartbreak or my spirits are low. But when we're sick, it's our parents' job to take care of us. Jesus said he came to us because we have need of a physician and we have need of a father. Being a child of God is depending on God. Part of growing up is in making mistakes and learning from them. But I don't know a single adult who doesn't make mistakes. Making mistakes is something we do and continue to do. But being a child of God is being one who makes mistakes, who makes wrong decisions, but who is forgiven as a parent forgives their child. Sometimes we have to learn hard lessons. I know the parents among us will remember those times when our child has been troublesome and there's a laying down of the law. And those who are honest among us will remember the times when we have hardly been well behaved. But being a child of God is in knowing that God has your best interests at heart and is waiting for you to turn to him. Being a child of God is in being fully you. I think Christians have a tendency to think there must be someone else, someone better, someone more holy. But Jesus came to give us life so that we may have it more fully. So think what it is that you really love doing, that thing that makes you excited and happy. And imagine that God wants you to have more of that. He wants you to do things that are life-giving. I remember seeing Carl Pilkington, who's a friend of Ricky Gervais, on television once, and Ricky Gervais, being Ricky Gervais, had sent him on a trip around the world, and he was having a miserable time. And he met a holy man who invited him not to pray or read scripture, but instead for a swim. Now, I'm not saying don't pray or read your Bible, but God is in other things all around you, and he's in your joy. Being a child of God is in being you. And being a child of God is in joy. So being a child of God, not knowing but trusting, not being able to cope but depending, making mistakes and being forgiven, and being fully yourself and fully loved. So as we enter a new year, let's enter it as a child of God. And I'm going to finish with a poem, which I hope will help you to do that. It's called Shepherd. Until tonight, I could not fit the size of God into my head. I thought he was a God for prophets and kings, men of words and wisdom. But tonight I'm looking at God made small, small enough for me, small enough to pick up and hold like a lamb. I could not talk to a God in the clouds, but tonight when I look and smile and talk nonsense to this tiny thing, I know that I'm talking to God, and it is God who smiles back at me and waves his perfect hands in delight. And tonight in your smallness, God, you seem bigger and more powerful to me than you ever did before. I can hold you now, hold you in my head and hold you in my arms, and know that you are holding me in yours. Amen.